SRN News, I'm John Scott. Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, was fatally shot outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan this morning. The preliminary police investigation indicated the shooting was a targeted murder. The shooter fled and remains at large. The NYPD is going to be updating the investigation. That is expected shortly. President-elect Trump's Pentagon pick may be in jeopardy. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Pete Hegseth is fighting to hold on to his cabinet nomination amid growing questions about his personal conduct. The former Fox News host faces allegations of sexual misconduct, drunken misbehavior, and financial mismanagement at a veterans nonprofit. The Wall Street Journal and other media outlets are reporting that Donald Trump is now considering alternatives for defense secretary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, from the foreign desk, South Korean lawmakers want to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his sudden martial law order. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma with the update.
South Korea's opposition parties have submitted a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol that drew heavily armed troops to encircle parliament in Seoul before lawmakers climbed walls to re-enter the building and unanimously voted to lift his order. Impeaching Yoon would require the support of two-thirds of parliament, and at least six justices of the nine-member constitutional court would have to support it to remove him from office. The motion, submitted jointly by the main opposition Democratic Party and five smaller opposition parties, could be put to the vote as early as Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 243 points. The Nasdaq Composite adding 166. This is SRN News. Toronto celebrates Christianity.
In a move that is unusual for any major city in the West these days, lawmakers in Toronto have declared December to be Christian Heritage Month. The resolution notes that Christianity is the most prominent religion in Canada, with God being mentioned in the first sentence of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Toronto was once known as the City of Churches, with nearly 100 of them within city limits just before the turn of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press the hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names. Most chaplains are Christian, but Muslims and Jews have been trained. This is SRN News. Thousands of Syrian-based Kurds displaced by fighting have arrived in Kurdish-controlled areas.
The Syrian government says its counteroffensive has pushed back the insurgents' drive, while the insurgency says it's captured more Syrian troops and Iran-backed militants in fierce battles. Syrian Kurds in particular have been fleeing Tel Rifat in northern Aleppo governorate after Turkish-backed rebels seized it from rival US-backed Kurdish authorities. Displaced man Khalil Ahmad says, "We were attacked by armed militias. They displaced us against our will. They started to threaten people, saying they would kill and behead them. So we left." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican soldiers and Marines have seized over a ton of fentanyl pills in two raids in the state of Sinaloa. Officials calling it the biggest catch of the synthetic opioid in the country's history. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.